important that this concept remain in the preamble. Thank you very much, Diego. With that explanation, we have concluded the discussion on the preamble. Now, as planned in our program, we'll move on to collective rights. But before that, I'd like to say that after that discussion, any delegations who would like to come back to a particular article can do so once we have concluded the debate. That being said, then, let's move on to the issue of collective rights. In practical terms, I'd first like to, of course, thank Diego and Million for their contributions. We're now going to change the experts that are at the, on the podium. We will ask Smita to come to the podium. Thank you.
También agradecemos la...
We would also like to thank Yi-Chin Sung for her contribution. Thank you very much. We're now going to change the panel of experts for this particular issue.
Sobre el tema de derechos
On the theme of collective rights, we have proposed discussing this agenda item separately because some delegations have expressed concerns on the issue and many others stated that they would support that stance. Given that this is a very important issue for the consistency and coherence of the declaration, we would like to try to find some solutions. Therefore, I would like to ask the delegations who in the past had expressed concern if they could perhaps share their particular concerns on collective rights with the working group, and how indeed do they believe these could affect them. This explanation would help us to gain a better understanding of your concerns. In addition, of course, the delegations who have supported the delegations who had concerns, we'd like to hear from you as to what your concerns are vis-à-vis the issue of collective rights. That would help us to perhaps find some middle ground. Without further ado, then, I'd like to open the floor.
La delegación de la Unión Europea.
The delegation of the European Union, please.